Oh, yeah. I had no idea how big a move that was. But Australians do that move. Like, it's very much part of the culture to do like a gap year. I didn't do a gap year. I'm not sure my parents would have let me, but you know, it's very common that certainly for postdoc people go away for a year, maybe during undergrad people go away. So that was kind of like a normal thing that people do. And I had planned only to go for 1 year. And if I don't think I'd never been to England. I'm maybe only been abroad once before that to Asia earlier, but I'd never been on a big trip before. So yeah,
Wow.
that was interesting.
Did
Yeah.
you?
David Clark and I probably exchanged snail mails, maybe emails, but there were certainly some snail mails, so.
That was enough to say, okay, I'm on my way.
Yeah, I think I wanted out from, you know, a family that was pressuring me to more go into the mold of and be in a smaller box. And everyone around me kind of had me in a certain box, I think. So it felt fun to kind of just break out of that, go somewhere completely new. It was an amazing experience because I think I was 29 then, or 28, something like that. And just arriving at that department, there were a whole lot of other people just my age, and they were all kind of academics too. It was the first time I had friends who were in that academic world. In Australia, you know, there's more, it's this saying, pull down the tall poppy syndrome, where people who
Try me.
are,
Wait, one more time. Pull down the tall poppy.
yeah, pull, I, the saying is, yeah, I think it's called pull down the tall poppy syndrome. So, you know,
Okay.
a beautiful poppy and you kind of push it down. So unless it's sports that you're excelling at, you know, if it's academics or whatever, you know, their sense of like, come on, come to the beach, or, you know, I'll forget that, you know, come and play this or stay out late that. And that wasn't really what I wanted to do. So going to England, it was fun to kind of meet people who were the same ilk. That was really the first time of just loving psychology and loving working hard.